Everybody, Andy here again. Well, regular followers of this Audio Boo podcast will know that today I had an interview for a job, and talking to the people about it, and they gave me some background into the amount of applicants, and that gave me the inspiration, if you want to call it that, for this particular video. Because I've been lucky, as I've said before, and having been in the same job since I left school up until the time I was made redundant sort of 2 or 3 months ago now. So I've been pretty well shielded from the real world, as I'm sure some people would say. And I was lucky enough to have that steady employment, as I said, ever since I left school. And now we've got recessions, depressions, call them what you will. And you suddenly start to realise the problems that there are out there when you start to look for some work. As I've said before, I'm in a pretty fortunate position that, yes, I want to find something to work to do. Yes, in some ways, I would need to find something, but I don't need anything too high pressured. I don't need anything that's even full time, for that matter, hence the fact that I was going for this particular job. But to give you some indication of what it's really like out there, and I'm sure a lot of you are well aware of this, we've got several sort of big supermarkets around this particular area, but we've got another one opening up in the Hastings area very, very shortly. Asda, which is part of the Walmart chain, for those of you who are in America, and they're building a store here. A lot of people, myself included, to be perfectly honest, wondered why we needed another one. We've got 3 or 4 big stores around here at the moment anyway. But nevertheless, it's got the permission, it's being built. And they've been advertising for jobs. My understanding is that there are about 300 positions or thereabouts within the store itself. And guess how many applicants they had for those 300 plus jobs? 6,000. And that's the understanding that I have. I could be wrong there, but that's the figure that's being sort of thrown around by everyone, by more than one sort of source, if you want to call it that. 6,000 applications for 300 or so jobs, which brings me to what happened with me today. I went for an interview today. Today was supposed to be the only day that they were going to do interviews, and I believe there was 8 people interviewed today. When I got there, someone who I know is actually connected with the job said, "Oh, we're actually having to do some more interviews next week." Now, as I said, this is a part-time position. It's reasonably well paid, but it's a part-time position. It's never will be a full-time position or anything like that. There was apparently 5 positions up altogether, sort of 5 vacancies, should we say, and yet there were 52 applications for a part-time job. And once again, I think that the people who were interviewing me today were bowled over by the amount of people who actually applied, and as they said, the quality of the people that applied as well. I was lucky enough to be one of the 12 people that actually got an interview, which I take to be a good sign for a start. As I said, it wouldn't be the end of the world if I didn't get this job, but obviously it'd be very, very nice if I did, because it's exactly the sort of type of work that I'm looking for, and the hours and the part-time side of it, the nature of it, is exactly what I want, which is something that I stressed today and went down very well. But once again, it just shows you what's going on. I know the people who interviewed me are a bit concerned that they've got 52 people actually applying for this job, and some of these probably don't really, let's be honest, they don't particularly want this job, but it's a job. It's a job that they can do quite easily. It pays reasonably well, certainly more than the sort of average around this particular area, certainly more than the minimum that we've got in Britain. And they're concerned that some of these people will come in if they were given the job, and then would still be looking for something far better out there, a full-time job somewhere with better money, prospects, etc. Because there's no prospects involved with this job at all. It's just a part-time job, and that's the end of it. Hence one of the other reasons that I'm involved. But it's just brought it home to me what is going on out there, and it makes me really feel for some people when you hear the amount of people who are going for these jobs. Yes, I'm sure that, especially with the case of the with a supermarket job, some are probably going to hopefully transfer from other positions at the moment. But as I said, it's a bit worrying, it's a bit scary, and I'm just thankful that I'm in a slightly better position than some other people. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.